need surgery.
Bisexuality. The best of both worlds. Triple bypass.
On Joy 94.9.
You're on Triple Bypass here on Joy 94.9. I'm Ruby.
And I'm Anthony.
And unfortunately, Christina is not with us tonight. The invisibility of being bisexual got to her and she just faded right away. She's coming back, hopefully, by this Friday. We're also joined by a special guest. Do you want to introduce him, Anthony?
We do have a very special guest tonight. And James from Bi Alliance Victoria is joining us tonight for the discussion. Well, James, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being here, James. It's very exciting. This is a pretty exciting week to be bisexual. It's our week.
Visible.
We're trending on Twitter.
Very visible. We are. And there's lots of purple going on in the studio tonight.
Yeah. Well, purple, I think, is one of the three colours on our flag, and I think one of the more well-used one visible-wise. I'm not sure. Is that the colour for the Bi Alliance?
It tends to sort of represent bisexuality. A lot of people like to wear purple because on the flag, because the flag is all about halfway between the blue, well, something between the blue and the pink, because the pink is associated with the gay community. And then we've got the blue, which sort of represents the straight, and we're in between.
I like that. Oh. I also just saw it as like a combination of blue for boys and pink for girls and blending it all together.
It all fits. It all fits.
It all does.
It says bi, whatever's happening, it says bi.
So this is Bi Week, which is a lead up to Bi Visibility Day, which is celebrated internationally on the 23rd of September. That's this Friday. So I hope everyone's getting excited now. Visibility is, of course, really important to us in the bi community. Now, what do you think about visibility? You can message us on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au, or you can also use the Joy app to message us now, which is a new and exciting technological revelation.
You have an app.
We have an app.
That's so modern.
We've just moved so far. We've come so far.
Yeah. We are. And so please get involved in the discussion. It is a very important week for us. And we're going to hear all about the Alliance Victoria. And James, you're going to share all sorts of things like what you do,
how you started.
Yeah, I can do all those things.
And where people can find you and those kind of things.
Okay. Where do you want me to start?
Let's get started at the start. When did you start?
Well, there used to be this really wonderful bisexual social group called Bi Victoria. It was wonderful. It was one of those things where it doesn't exist for all that long, and if you're lucky enough to be there, it's something you'll always remember. It's just this wonderful confluence of people. And it, as things with sort of no funding and all volunteer run happens, it faded off. It tailed away, which is sad. But while I was there, I said, hey, this social stuff's really good, but how about we have a discussion group as well? So we've got sort of a safe space discussion thing. And they went, that's great. Are you going to do it? And I was like, well, I guess I am then.
And how many years ago was that?
Well, the discussion group started 11 years ago, and it's 11 years ago this month.
Nice.
So it's our 11th birthday next week.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Bi Visibility Day has been around since 1999. Someone who is better at maths than me, tell me how old it is. Okay, none of us are good at maths, that's all good. And that started in the States because it was the brainchild of three United States bisexual rights activists, Wendy Kerr, Michael Page, and Gigi Raven Wilbur. What a great name. Ooh. And what Gigi was saying was that ever since the Stonewall Rebellion, the gay and lesbian community had grown in strength and visibility, and the bisexual community also has grown in strength, but in many ways we are still invisible. I too have been conditioned by society to automatically label a couple walking hand in hand as either straight or gay, depending on the perceived gender of each person.
And that's right. And one of the things that's so terribly ironic about that is that one of the founding people in the sort of Stonewall, that whole movement at that time was out and proud bisexual. That was Brenda. And Brenda Howard, I think her last name was. And she's now a bisexual icon. But a lot of people, they kind of forget. That's like, they go, this is our fight. This is the gay fight. We go, sort of go, well, there was a bi woman there. And a lot of trans women too. Yeah, a lot of trans women as well.
And they weren't all white.
No, a lot of non-white people. It was, yeah. And then they sort of go, yes, this is all about gay, 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 gay. And we go, actually.
Guys, just hold on a second. A
couple more letters there.
Yeah, no, it's I think that has been the issue, because the visibility has been, when you look at historically, quite a new thing for us. Like the acceptance has gone, the visibility has come with pros and cons as being in the spotlight does come with. And when you're not as in the spotlight, I suppose you kind of do get to avoid some of the downsides of that, which, you know, means you're open to criticism and, like, you know, you're constantly, people can see you and target you a lot more easily. But there are a lot of issues as well when it comes to, you know, being able to seek out communities. I would have loved to buy a discussion group when I was a teenager.
So in that sense, it's sometimes as a bi person, it's hard to find a safe space, you know, as you'd know, James, and you'd probably hear it in your discussion groups about people's, when they share their personal stories about finding a safe place, not just at the sort of mainstream community, but even within the LGBTI community. What was the, I mean, what's kept you in the job for 11 years?
It's just so rewarding. It's when I first started doing it, I really started it because I felt like I needed it. Like I still didn't have my sexuality sorted out in my head. And like a lot of people, you sort of hear the joke that people get into psychology because they want to try to work out their own heads. I was told that by my psychiatrist, believe it or not.
During a session?
And I think it was a similar thing for me. It was like, this is a space that I think I need. And since no one else is doing it, I suppose I'll do it because that way I get to create this space. And, you know, and 11 years later, my sexuality is pretty square in my head, but I just get so much out of it. I mean, there are just so many great people who come along, and we've just got this weird, it's weird just what a nice space it is. We just get a really positive bunch of people, and I just, it's just nice to have this community that helped me so much when I needed it, and I can just sort of keep, you know, ploughing it back in, you know.
So what's been the biggest change over the 11 years? So what have you seen? What has gotten better? Have things gotten better? Have things gotten worse in some ways?
I think it is getting better. It's not getting a bit better as quickly as we'd like, of course. And there are always little setbacks. Like sometimes you sort of think, yes, you know, we're doing it, we're good. And occasionally there's a bit of a setback and we think, oh, you know, how much progress have we really made? But it is definitely getting better.
Well, we're going to hear more about that when we come back from a song. We're going to go to a break and be prepared. You're on Joy. This is Triple Bypass for another Tuesday night. You're here with Anthony.
Ruby.
And James.
James is here from the Victorian Bisexual Alliance, which is very exciting. And we are here, as always, to talk about all things bisexual.
We are on this 18th Bi Visibility here.
You could do some maths during the, during the song break. That's right. Bi Visibility Day has been a thing since 1999. So that's...
We're 18 years old. We're adult now.
I look great.
Is it 17?
Oh, no, Anthony.
Adolescence.
No, it's the 18th. It's the 17th anniversary, but it's the 18th day because maths.
Maths.
Well, if we are 17, I think we've got a message in from Shona from Brunswick, and I feel like this is kind of, this question's a bit adolescent. I'm sorry, Shona, but it says, hey, team, if someone is 99% attracted to one gender and 1% to the other, is that bi? I think you need at least 10% to be bi.
Ooh. How do you decide? Is that like, you know, how do you decide exactly 10%? That's like, you know, so my left arm from the elbow down is bisexual, is like into girls, but the rest of me is into guys, but I'm still bisexual.
How long's that arm? Oh, we need to work.
Well, I can do a lot with this arm. No, I know. I think I actually posted something on the Facebook page about that earlier today with lots of little pie charts, basically showing that doesn't matter what percentage, if you're attracted to more than one gender, you're bisexual.
I'm personally of the belief that somebody could be pretty much exclusively attracted to one gender and still, if they feel that bisexuality is how they identify and that's the label that they're comfortable with, then we don't need any bi police or...
Doesn't bother us, no.
Bi police, right.
Well, there's gatekeepers in the LGBTQ community. There are some serious gatekeepers.
And this is the thing. When I was a young angry bi activist, well, I was never really a younger angry bi activist. I had a friend who identified as lesbian, but in the time I knew her, her relationships were pretty much 50-50, male identified, female identified. And I said to her, he's like, oh, well, you know, I'm pushing the whole bi visibility thing and bi pride and, you know, embrace the bi identity. And she sort of just looked at me very calmly and said, well, who knows better about this, you or me? And I was like, probably you. And she went, yeah, so if I'm more comfortable with the lesbian label and I think that is what describes me, then whose choice is that? And I was like, well, I suppose it's your choice. And yeah, I learned a very important lesson from that conversation.
Shona, unless you're willing to go up to every person who says they're bisexual and ask them to like color code or like fill in how much of each gender they're attracted to, we're kind of cool with anyone calling themselves bi if that's what they feel they are.
And I think it's also important to note that there are, I mean, bisexuality is a, it's, I identify as bi, so almost as a sort of like a political decision, more as much as anything, because it's like it's been a label that's been so derided and has so much negative baggage attached to it. But I'm also completely pro people identifying with the pan label. I think that's a perfectly valid label, and also people who choose not to label at all or just describe themselves as fluid or anything along those lines. It's all perfectly valid. And I, when I say bi, I sort of refer to anybody who's attracted to more than one gender.
Yeah, well, I see it that way too. If you want to get involved in the conversation, you can by messaging us at 0427JOY949 or emailing us at onair@joy.org.au or sending us a message through the app. You can get an app for JOY94.9 through, I'm pretty sure it's Apple and Android now.
Well, there you go. No excuses. Get involved.
It's a buy app.
It's a buy app.
It goes both ways.
And James, I'm just sort of wondering about that response, because I can relate to that, because someone who's sort of grappling with their identity and they're trying to find a way to describe it, because you know, finding language and ways to describe your identity, whatever your sort of process or even struggle is, can be really important. It kind of makes it a bit more tangible. What's it like sort of when new people sort of turn up to the Bi Alliance group, if people are listening and they're interested in perhaps attending and they're probably trying to sort of, they're grappling with this stuff, what can they expect? I mean, you talked about all sorts of sort of terminology sort of being used in that space.
The structure of the bisexual discussion group is, it's very much just 2 hours of sitting around and having a chat in a pub. It's, everybody is welcome. I've actually had people call up and say, you know, oh, I'm not sure about my sexuality. I think I might actually be gay. Am I still allowed to come? It's like, yes, it's okay. But it's very much just, the group is whatever it's needed that month. You know, the group that's there that month decides what needs to be talked about. If people have stuff they need to talk about, they talk about it. And sometimes it's very silly and we laugh a lot. And sometimes it's very serious and there are tears, and sometimes both.
Yeah.
Because you never know what people are going to need.
Yeah. All over a great Palmer.
Yeah,
good few pots
good
too.
Food.
Not that we encourage drinking on this show. We have another message in. Oh, this is exciting. And this one is from Tony from Doncaster. If all biphobia becomes a thing of the past, what proportion of the world do you think would be bi? I think we'd be shocked about how high it would be. I think we would be too, Tony.
Tony, I agree.
One of the things that was very interesting, there was a study that was done a couple of years ago. I think it was US-based, where they found that it's actually a majority of people who identify as being non-straight were actually bi or pan or non-fluid, like not monosexual, as we say, like not attracted to just a single gender. And so it seems like even though we're not always accepted and we're not always liked very much and sometimes people deny we exist, it looks like we may actually be in the majority.
Which is interesting because we don't really have that presence at all to suggest that. You know, it's not like we're... Because you'd think if we are a majority, we'd have made there'd be more space for us.
Well, we're the mainstream. Like, statistically, we are the mainstream.
We
should
are.
Be the mainstream.
We're not even cool anymore.
Oh, no, we're the man. Oh, that's depressing.
Which leads us to all sorts of complicated questions to ask as to why, and I guess this is why we have Bi Visibility Day, to make it safer for bi people to come out. But yeah,
I always did think 1 in 10 was a bit too small when you factor in bisexuality. I think as far as percentage, I think it, like when you look at what their statistics are showing now from you know, millennials who are growing up with a much more accepting understanding of like of spectrums and of fluidity in their gender and their sexuality, you're seeing like, you know, it's more like 2 to 1 queer against, you know, there's more people who are identifying as any, like, not straight than who are saying they are.
And this, what I think is great is that there's also an acceptance that you're not getting a tattoo, you know, you're not doing something. It's not like, you know, you're going through this door and you can never come back out again. It locks behind you.
Yeah.
Everyone, especially young people these days, are just discovering that it's fine. You know, you don't have to sign on to the club. You don't have to pay your membership dues and you're stuck with that for the rest of your life. You know, you can sort of do what, you know, feels right for you, and you can experiment and you can play around and you can have fun and you can find that what you want when you're 16 is valid, and it's what you do, it's what you want, and you definitely want it, but then you want something different when you're 25, and you want something different when you're 40, and there's nothing wrong with that. And
Or all in the same month, or even week.
Anthony, calm down.
Well, you took me back to an earlier place, and maybe we'll get back to that, but you're on Joy.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is Triple Bypass with Ruby.
And Anthony.
And James.
That's right. James is joining us from the Victorian Bisexual Alliance, which is fantastic, as we prepare for Bisexual Visibility Day this Friday.
And just a shout out to our Bi-Invisible co-host who couldn't be here tonight, Christina.
You're in our hearts, Christina. We hope you'll be visible soon.
Yes, you will be.
Did you get attacked by somebody wielding a very large eraser? Rubbed out.
They just kind of stealthily stood in front of her until she just disappeared into the background. Now, I was going to ask you, James, about something we've been talking about last week as well, the bisexual conundrum. This idea of, because we were talking last week about when we've been in spaces and who you can kiss, and how in queer spaces, if a bisexual person kisses someone of the opposite gender, it's not okay, and it's seen as invading that space. Well, if you're in a straight space and you kiss someone of the same gender, that will get a kind of a similar reaction.
Just showing any form of affection, really.
And so basically having that kind of constant police, your affections constantly being policed, and that kind of constant awareness of having to think before you do anything, and never having that moment of just being able to, like, do things naturally and organically.
Well, it's like the old feminist trope, you know, the old truth, really, that the gender is a performance. You know, we perform gender in the same way people perform their sexual orientation. I mean, there are costumes, and there's you know, coded language, and there's all these sort of things that say, you know, I'm part of this crowd, you know, I'm part of this group, I'm valid, you know, my identity is valid within this group. And I think that's just one of many little ways in which you signal that, you know, I'm part of this group. It might be, you know, the clothing you wear or the tattoos that you show or, you know, anything like that. Yeah. And
group membership is really important, isn't it?
It is.
To feel like you belong and that you can feel safe in that space.
And it's not just that. It goes both ways, though, because people want to say, I'm part of this group, but at the same time, there are people, we talked about gatekeepers already, you know, and the queer police who will sort of go, you know, that's not, you're not doing that right.
Christina was talking about, she had a reaction to seeing what appeared to be a straight couple kisses, like, oh, that shouldn't be here. And then, you know, was realizing that, again, she was coding them as straight without really knowing who they were, and was already policing in her own mind the idea that they shouldn't be doing that in what was seen as a queer space. And this idea, again, the idea of queerness only being between members of the same sex.
And there's that problem that, you know, what is bisexual behaviour?
Yes.
I mean, unless you're, you know, always walking down the street holding hands with, you know, with someone from the feminine end of the gender spectrum and someone from the masculine end of the gender spectrum at the same time, or kissing both of them in a big three-way kiss,
which is
a little awkward.
I think that's kind of what they expect half the time, though. It's just like, that's how we'd know. At least we'd know that way. I don't know. Just quickly, we did get a message in. It's not a question, but Jack of Sunny Brunny said, great show, and he was more common. He also thinks it's more common than anyone thinks. Bisexuality, that is. I think you're right. I think when we look in the next 10 or so years, I think this idea of being open to both genders will be a lot more common, hopefully. Assuming the world doesn't take a quite drastic turn in the next 5 or 10 years.
Yeah. But you know, symbols and images and clothing and all sorts of ways that we express our bisexuality. I don't know how other people kind of manage that, because there's no sort of clear-cut way to walk down Burke Street in the city for people to stand back and watch you and say, there's another bisexual. I think one way that I've tried to manage that is to, I think I've mentioned it before, that when I've been in relationships with women, or even when I just hang out with like straight guys, if I'm sort of in a sort of environment where I perhaps appear to be straight in some way, perhaps only in my own mind that people will think that I'm straight, I really start to camp it up. Like, I really queer it up, you know, just to bump up against this kind of heterosexual vibrations.
Absolutely.
That might be coming out of the...
Absolutely. I queer it up when I'm hanging out with a bunch of my straight lady friends. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You got to just be like, just so you know, I'm not... Just a reminder, I'm not straight, just in case you forgot.
Yeah. It's to overcompensate,
it's
really.
Always, I think it's a lot of it's for us, though, because it's that thing of, you know, when you fought so hard and, like, you know, and you have to deal with so much for being part of this identity, damn straight, no one gets to forget that you're part of that.
Don't drag me back into that.
Yeah.
performance has multiple uses. I mean, you're not just saying, you don't just sort of perform your gender orientation, sorry, your sexual orientation to say, I'm part of this group. You also, when you're outside the group, say, just a marker to let you know that I'm also part of this group. This is a group that I'm part of. I'm not in it now, but I want you to know. And there are lots of different ways that we signal these sorts of things, these sort of tribal markings.
Well, we've talked as well about, as being bisexual means that you kind of constantly come out, because it's constantly correction of, no, actually, I'm not straight, I'm bi, or no, I'm not a lesbian, I'm bisexual. So there's that
kind of... And things like, oh, when somebody's, you know, in a relationship with somebody of the same sex, and then they, and then that relationship ends, and they end up in a relationship with somebody of the opposite sex, and someone's going, oh, so you're straight again now, are you? It's like, no! did you become, you know, genderless when you were single? No!
Yeah, and I guess it's one thing to intellectualize these conversations and share these experiences, but James, there's something about the Bi Alliance, those discussion groups, that I know that I've gotten a lot out of, where conversations just like this can still come up, and that, you know, the head nodding that is happening around the table, and that there's some communication in that group, that everyone seems to sort of get what's being shared, and it's just that moment where you for a moment know that and believe that people in the room know exactly what you're talking about.
That's one of the common things that people say, is that they love coming along to these, to the discussion group, and then they just don't have to explain.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have to constantly defend their corner. They don't have to claim the turf again. They don't have to
feel
define
themselves
again. Feel
uncomfortable when someone says gay marriage again and stuff like that.
Or just try to correct all the assumptions that people will just naturally make about them.
I actually, it does sound like a fantastic group. So is there, there's a Facebook page as well for the Victorian Bisexual Alliance?
That's right, Bisexual Alliance Victoria, I think, is the Facebook page, and we're on the internet on bi-victoria.org, bi-victoria.org. If I had my time over again, I would not put a hyphen.
I love a hyphen. Well, you're listening to Joy 94.9. This is Triple Bypass, and we have another message.
We do. This is from Simone from Chelsea. Sorry, I was about to say that was Chelsea from Simone. No, Chelsea. Simone. Do dating websites cater to bi people? Oh, dear. I don't know. I would say that using a lot of dating websites will give you the option. Like OkCupid has been my biggest experience with having the option to put myself as bisexual. Didn't see any girls. You know, that was more, and so by putting myself as bisexual, it just kind of, a lot of guys asked about it.
I have a lot of female bi friends who on OkCupid will mark themselves as only interested in women, because otherwise they get 100 messages a day from guys.
Yeah, it's it does seem to kind of send off that, like, you know, oh, that's so hot kind of a thing when they read it, because they instantly start thinking of you, like, you know, having sex with a woman, or that that is something that could happen with them nearby maybe one day.
We bisexuals are all completely, you know, slutty. We all know that.
I find that perhaps maybe the opposite can be true on Grindr, because I'm not sure. I don't see too many people on their profiles as bi. Not that I read through people's content much, I must admit that. But I see bi-curious a lot. What is bi-curious?
I think that's that kind of stage where, you know, you have opened yourself up to the possibility you may be attracted to to a different, like, to more than one gender, and you're just trying to sort it out.
It's sort of a signal. I see it as like a signal saying, I'm at a point where I want to experiment with this and I want to explore this for myself, and I may or may not be bi or gay, but I'm interested in finding out.
Yeah. Possibly a thing of may not want to get too emotionally invested, but you know, they're interested in seeing where it goes.
Okay, I'll text him back.
Go for it. Go for it.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Dumb and Dumber reference.
Yes.
I got that one. I'm not too old. I'm not too young for that one, just quite yet.
So, James, when are the discussion groups on? When can people turn up?
They're on the fourth Tuesday every month. Our current venue is the Great Northern Hotel on Rathdown Street. And, 7:30 at night, we recommend people turn up a little bit earlier, you know, order some food, get a drink, get settled down, get comfy. And we start at about 7:30, run for 2 hours, have a break in the middle.
What's the turnout like?
We've been averaging sort of 15 to 20 recently. We have gotten up close to 30 a few times, and in quiet months, we're very weather dependent. When the weather's terrible, very small turnout.
Well, I that makes sense to me. You know, when it's not great outside, it's like, I could talk about bisexuality, but I can also do that on Twitter.
Now, I'm not talking about me when I ask this question, but do people turn up to the Bi Alliance groups to meet other bi people for, you know, potential hookups or romantic relationships?
We've never had anyone sort of turn up in a predatory kind of way. You know, we've never had anything like that. We actually have very strict rules. Every discussion group, we read out the rules because it's a safe space, and we've got strict confidentiality and those sorts of rules. But we've never actually had to throw anyone out for breaking the rules.
Well, that's always a good sign to hear.
Yeah.
Now you're on Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 Triple Bypass with Anthony,
Ruby,
James,
and we're talking about Bivisibility Week. It's our week.
It's our week, and our day is coming. It is this Friday, the 23rd of September, International Bivisibility Day.
And we're having dinner to celebrate. We're at 6:30 on Friday night at the Great Northern Hotel on Rathdown Street. We are having a big bi celebration dinner.
So is that something people can find information out or purchase a ticket for, or
rock on up? If you want the details, it'll be on our Facebook group. If you just look for Bisexual Alliance Victoria on Facebook, or go to our website, bi-alliance.org, you'll find the details there.
We'll share that on our Facebook page too, which I'm going to quickly
let's do that.
Put out. Triple Bypass is on Facebook. You should check us out. It's pretty great. We post pretty good stuff, and we'll post about this too.
Yes. And James, with there are the discussion groups. You have these sort of events, like Bivisibility event. What other events do you have throughout the year?
We have every January we have a big combined thing. We share some ties with PolyVic, which is the Melbourne polyamory group. We share a lot of people in common, and we're sort of sibling organizations.
We do get grouped together a lot. I'd say that.
Well, we're sort of sibling organizations. I actually stole the structure of our discussion group from the Poly discussion group because I thought it was really good, and I said to Anne, who runs the Poly group, I said, "Can I just flog this?" And she went, "Yeah, go ahead with it." So we've stayed sort of very very friendly, and so we have a big picnic in the park every January, but we celebrate Bisexuality Day in September.
And is that around midsummer, the big picnic?
It's around then. It's in that neighbourhood. It's sort of it's the sort of thing you need to check the Facebook or the website for.
Right.
Well, we have another message. Trisha from Gardenvale. What proportion of bi people are in the closet? Are all Bi Alliance members open and out?
Ooh.
It's hard to say. I mean, because they're in the closet, aren't they? So
yeah,
it's hard. It's
can't
very
count
difficult
them when
to
they're
say.
In there.
A lot of people. From what I've read, it seems that bisexual men are more likely to stay closeted because for men, homophobia and queerphobia can be a very problematic thing. Like, it could be very, very bad. Like, it's very difficult for a man to sort of feel masculine and also, be openly queer. It can, the two things just in mainstream straight society just don't go together, and they can face a lot of judgment. And also, bi men then also don't always really feel like they fit in gay communities either. So yeah, a lot of bi men, because you just see stuff online where people will say, don't get in a relationship with a bisexual man. Mm. Gay men and straight women both say that, and well, not all of them, but a lot of them do, and it can be very hard. So a lot of bi men just choose to stay in the closet.
And I think a lot of bi women, again, I don't know from my own experience, has been that we're not taken seriously when we do. So it's like, I'm bi. Yeah. It's like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Give it 3 months.
Yeah. Which boy are you trying to get to pay attention to this time?
It's like, yeah, just give it 3 months and you'll be a lesbian.
Well, I think the stats show that only about 28% of bisexuals actually let their friends and family know, compared to about 70% of lesbians and 77% of gay men. So that's a hugely smaller statistic.
I suspect part of it as well is that gay is just, it's just such an easy thing to understand. Like, even if somebody doesn't necessarily agree with it, at least they can understand. It's like, okay, I like people who are of the opposite gender to me. You like people who are of the same gender to you. Fair enough. I can get that. Bisexuality, people tend to go, so what does that mean? Do you have to alternate? Do you have a roster system? How does this work?
Yeah, well, and as you were saying, actually only 12% of bisexual men are out of the closet from this study. So really small amount there. But just in general, so if it's 12%, like it's, less than 30% of us actually come out to our friends and family.
And it's a vicious cycle because, people say, oh, bisexual men, they never come out of the closet. And then that becomes a stick to beat them with, which makes them feel negatively about their sexuality, makes them less likely to come out. It's all, self-supporting.
Well, I think, when you look at the effects of discrimination, even if it's not, through abuse, but just through isolating behavior, people are less likely to come out and to seek help as well, because they don't have those. We don't really have, when you're bisexual, you don't really have the supports of either community.
And here's the thing, and this has real repercussions, because of all the LGBTI community, bisexuals have the worst mental health outcomes. Yeah. They have the highest suicide rates. They have the highest drug abuse rates.
Yeah.
All these sorts of things. They're like basically every single metric of mental health, bisexuals have it the worst pretty much of anybody.
So, and there's all sorts of reasons for that, and we're sort of discussing some of those. And James, earlier you said something about making a political statement, and I'm just wondering about, do you seek opportunities to deliberately come out as bi to create that visibility in your sort of world, in your
spaces? Definitely, because I think visibility, as a queer person of any sort, a gender or sexuality diverse person of any kind, one of the most powerful things you can do is be seen. And that's why we're at Pride every year. Every year, the Bi Alliance is at Pride marching, because you know, one year, one of the things that really sticks in my head, we were marching along and there was this teenage boy. He must have been probably about 15, and he was wearing a Bi Pride flag as a Superman cape.
Oh.
And he saw us and he started literally jumping up and down joy, going, yeah, that's the Bis, that's my people, that's my people.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those moments where you go, yeah, this is why we do it. That's why we do
it. That's how I felt when I saw you guys at Pride when I went there this year. And actually, I marched with joy, but I had written Bi Pride on my chest and I had put a big heart with the Bi Pride colours. And someone was like, oh, you're going to march with us? I was like, I didn't know you existed. This is so exciting.
Yeah.
There's a whole group of us.
Yeah. I do like saying they're my people whenever I see the Bi Alliance.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, you know, there is that kind of like, you know, when we have to fight so hard for this label, demonstrate if we're like, you know, we hold it up together. I think but that being said, there is like, we do need to work a bit more on the general unity of the queer community so we don't start picking at each other so much when we're not the problem. We're not the problem. Mm. We're not trying to hurt anybody. We're not being greedy.
Mm.
We just like everyone.
We do. So, not everyone is expected to be an activist that comes along to the Bi Alliance. I mean, the group is used for a number of different purposes, isn't it?
Well, the discussion group is just the discussion group.
Yeah. Right.
The Bisexual Alliance is the overarching organisation that organises the discussion group, but the discussion group is its own thing, and it's there for people to come along and talk.
That sounds pretty good. Well, we like talking here.
We do like talking.
And from what we can go with this, bisexuals are actually really great chatterboxes, if you're going to go from these particular examples.
But speaking of
speaking of, I am going to have to shut you up because we're going to go to a break. You're listening to Joy 94.9. This is Triple Bypass. We'll be right back. You are on Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. I'm Ruby.
I'm Anthony.
I'm James.
And we all love Freddie.
You want to see a party play Freddie Mercury with a bunch of bisexuals, and we just go for it. In fact, Bisexual Visibility Day was chosen to be in September because it's Freddie Mercury's birthday in this month, and he is one of our biggest idols.
Yeah,
and
Saint Freddie.
Yeah, Saint Freddie. I can get on board with that.
Saint Freddie, definitely.
He's a pretty fantastic. He was a pretty fantastic guy. His music is still pretty fantastic, and it's a pretty fantastic month, pretty fantastic week to be by.
Speaking of fantastic people, the fantastic Jason has sent us a text message in, and he says, "Hi, James and crew, loving listening to the show tonight. I'm a completely diverse person, and I'm so happy to be part of James and Beck's family because I adore them." He's talking about the Bi Alliance, which changed his life and helped him to get his head around who he was, even though he's always known. Jason says, "I'm an intersex, bisexual, HIV positive, bearer of faith who is finally loving themselves." Man, that's a bloody great message.
I'm so happy for you, Jason.
I love
Jason. Everyone needs to love themselves.
If you're still listening, Jason, I love you to bits.
That's lovely. So just in case you did miss it, James is here from the Victorian Bisexual Alliance, here to help us prepare for Bisexual Visibility Day this Friday. We're all going to hatch from our eggs and grow leathery wings and take over the world. Or is that just me?
Mine are more feathery than leathery. But whatever you're into, though.
Fair enough, no judgment.
Yeah, more fairy-like for me.
Fairy-like?
Fairy-like.
That's not bad. So, okay, we've got the dragon wings, fairy wings, and angel wings.
Yeah,
perfect.
Probably.
See, we're not all the same. Bisexuals, we're all nice.
We're so diverse.
So diverse. From wing choice to boyfriend and girlfriend choices. Actually, so that was one of the things we were talking about while we were off air, how we do find ways to mention that we're bisexual because we do want people to know, because it is something, you know, whether it's for an activist point or just for your own self-affirmation. And it's funny, like, I have dated guys, and then when I've had a girlfriend mention, like, oh, so you're a lesbian now. I was like, did you think I was not into you when we were dating? Like, I'm sorry, man.
Did I seem to be faking?
I stopped acting a while ago.
It felt pretty sincere to me.
There was that, just like, you know, like, it didn't even occur that maybe I was, I dated both.
Mm.
I don't know. And so I was mentioning that I do tend to bring up that, like, you know, oh, when I was dating this guy and oh, when I was dating this girl, just to see if they've noticed that I've mentioned that I've dated both genders. And you were saying you did something similar yourself?
Yeah, at my workplaces, I tend to just sort of drop into conversation, blah, 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 wife, blah, 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 boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. And most of the time people just don't notice. But occasionally someone will just go, wait a second.
Pull that back.
And at that point I go, oh, yes, I'm non-monogamous and bisexual. Hadn't I mentioned it before?
Yeah. See, I don't mind people inquiring, because it creates an opportunity to sort of educate and also to have a conversation as well. So that's okay.
But do people inquire? Most people, in my opinion, will just kind of assume. And then they'll let you know that assumption. And then it's like, actually, no.
Yeah.
If I was saying, hey, so what is your sexuality? That'd be an entirely different conversation, I think.
Yeah. Inquire without being a dick about it.
Yeah.
That could help.
You gay? No.
Yeah. I say straight then? No. Wait. Is there another option? Why, yes.
There's actually quite a few. You can be demisexual. You can be asexual. You can be aromantic. You can be pansexual. There are so many other options.
Mm. And
they've all got flags too. We've all got flags.
And apparently,
Jason.
Jason's texts back in, and he says, James, he loves you to bits. We know that, and he also reckons your hugs are pretty healing.
If a bear thinks your hugs are healing, then there must be some pretty quality hugs.
Yeah, we're gonna have a group hug photo on our Facebook page in the Joyce.
I did post up, you know, coming this Friday, hug a bye, but ask first.
Right,
with consent.
Consensual
hugging.
Consent can be sexy. I've heard that phrase. I love that phrase.
Well, I don't think it's even sexy, just necessary for sexy things to happen. You know, like, you're just sexy, but it does also have to be there.
Yeah. Now, speaking of our Facebook page, Bi Visibility Day this Friday, what can people expect to see on our page?
That's right. Christina has been working on a great little project. I'm sorry, I keep on messing up your name, sweetheart. Where we have been doing a little video about what it's like to be bi on all the other days when we're not visible and what that's like. So we'll be posting that up. I think we're doing a teaser soon. Maybe if not tonight, then tomorrow. But the full video will be up on Friday.
I love a good tease. Get on there and like it.
Do so. So again, the Triple Bypass is on Facebook, and we'd love you to check it out. We'll also be linking to the Victorian Bisexual Alliance, so you can check out their discussion groups, which sound pretty great, honestly.
And I'd just like to add, you know, we're nearly at the end. I'd like to add that we really appreciate the support that we've had from Joy over the years. Various members of the committee for the Alliance have been on Joy so many times. I've lost count. I've been in the studio more times than I can remember, and we've had so much positive support and incredible positive feedback from Joy, and we really do appreciate it. Joy has been so great at sending out a positive bi message.
Well, now it's getting even bigger and more positive with us here on Triple Bypass, because we are Joy's first bi program, which is very exciting.
Yeah, and it's been exciting having you on the show tonight. James, you've been a really integral part of the bi community, really out there in Melbourne doing some great things
and
supporting a lot of people who have really needed to move into that space to talk about some very sensitive stuff.
So if you're listening, there is a community for you. There are people who will talk to you and will understand what you're going through. You're not alone in this, and it's going to be all right. Come along and have a pot and a palmer.
You're not alone. That's one of the most profound lessons that people can learn, is that you're not alone. You're not this unique freak that has problems that
are
completely
broken.
Different from everybody else's.
That's the other one. Like, something hasn't gone wrong with your development.
There are other people like you who have had similar experiences to you, and you will just tell a little bit of your story and you'll get lots of knowing nods from all around the room. So, and that's a really powerful thing for people.
And that's how you get things to happen. So while we have grown in strength, we can work at being a bit more visible. So every day can be Bisexual Visibility Day.
Yeah,
that's an excellent ambition. I like that.
And then Christina can finally come back to the show.
So thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you to all the text messages and to everyone getting involved. And this is the 18th Bi Visibility Week.
That's right. Bi Visibility Day is coming up, and it'll be the 17th anniversary. 18th one. Yeah. And that's right. The year on Joy. This has been Triple Bypass. Yes. Thank you so much. We'll be back next week.
And bye bye from all of us at Joy.
Thank you.